Resolution 23-183, moved by Councilor Hoskins, second by Councilor Ryan. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby reconvened into regular open session of council at
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Call a question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. And then Resolution 23-184, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Hoskins. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby accepted reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held March the 7th, 2023. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Okay, we move into the Committee of Adjustment for March the 7th, 2023. And we'll just take the roll call of the members of the committee.
Counselor Morley Hoskin.
Well, we don't call Counselor anymore. You just your name, I guess.
Well, just Morley Hoskin at the moment.
Sorry. Nick Ryland.
Committee Member Reg Moore.
Debbie Sulak.
Mike Hackenen.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
She does have a title. Yeah. David Moore. Chair? Okay. So we have the motion first, yeah. I guess, sir.
I did have
23-06, moved by Mike Kagan and second by Debbie Zulai. The Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Now the meeting is called for application A/02/2023 for David King. Proposed accessory building, garage private, will exceed the permitted height restriction. And if anybody speaks later, any guests, we would ask that you provide your name and address all comments through the chair if you have any concerns. Resolution 23-07, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Kekkonen, that Committee of Adjustment minutes from the January 24th, 2023 meeting are accepted as amended. Discussion? Call the question.
Open. Go ahead.
Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. So for this particular application, I'd ask the Secretary Treasurer if any letters or related correspondence have been received regarding the application.
I have received an email from Steve Stein of 116 Jones Road. His email details that he's the neighbor of David King to the south of his property on 118 Jones Road. They're at 116. He has discussed with both the contractor, Craig Ritchie, and Dave regarding his garage, and they have no objections to the building of the garage. And he provided his email address if any members of the committee wanted to reach out to him.
Excellent. Yes, you wish to
have a copy from the neighbor on the other side as well with me, a similar letter.
Okay.
Okay, is the applicant here then? Okay. Do you wish to speak to it? It's up to you whether you want to or not.
Just, we'd like to see it approved. They're building this for the reason that my partner and I are planning on moving up here full time as soon as my contractor gets the building done and I sell my place online. And we look forward to living up here. We're not building this garage for a rental property. It's basically so my kids and grandkids have some extra space to come up. And that's what we'd like to see. We feel we're not doing anything that's outlandish or overriding on the property. And we just would like to have the extra space in the garage, and that's about it, really.
Okay. Any questions from the committee members? Greg?
I guess this is for the owner and the contractor both. You've requested a variance of 1.312 meters. The height measurements measured from the front of the garage, which is typically the garage doors going in. So it's a grade that you create yourself. If the committee passes that height, is that going to be enough for you? Or should there be some some leeway in there.
I don't think so. With the calculations we've done, I think we're right on right where we need to be.
Okay.
So am I supposed to be speaking to you or to?
Through the chair. To him, that's fine.
I was confused. You told me that.
As long as you say it through me, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. I think we've kind of done the calculations.
It's just that now's the time to do it. If you think you need another foot, now's the time to do it. Not have to come back again later.
Well, I mean, if you're offering, if that's what we're
at. It's usually pretty simple with a garage because, like I said, the measurement's taken from the garage floor where you enter and you create that grade yourself.
Yeah, it's already a pretty flat area. Right. Yeah. So there's not much of a grade there where this is going.
So it's all drafted that way, so.
Any other questions from the members? From the audience? Okay, we have resolution 23-08, moved by Reg Warren, seconded by Nick Ryland, that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/02/2023 King to permit relief of one accessory garage, in brackets private, to have a height as defined in section 2.77 of bylaw 95-12 as amended, that is 1.312 meters higher than the permitted height of 5 meters in schedule B of bylaw number 95-12 as amended. All other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
I'll circulate the notice of decision before we adjourn. Okay, we should sign it first.
Yep, that's good. So all that's left is a signing here, and it looks like it's all been approved.
Thank you very
much. Now, there is an appeal period. How long is that?
20 days.
20 days. So you'd be notified if anything comes through. And I think it'll also be on the website.
Yeah,
or
we can't really start before then anyways.
Okay.
Well, we would ask if Chris, and I think he's already reached out with any questions or comments or things that he wanted to have answers for, he could speed up any of that process so that, I mean, we're kind of held because of the half-load restriction.
Yeah, the half-load restriction.
Yeah. So, but the sooner we get all the I's dotted and T's crossed, the easier it comes down the road.
And we were told earlier this evening that there's more snow coming, so. Half-load might be on for a
while. I think there's in mind.
What's the latest that's ever run up?
July.
On average, the half loads come off around the May 2-4 weekend. On average. Then it's non-stop trucks starting right now. Everybody's sitting and waiting. Common issue too with the height restrictions on garages. That's something we've attempted to address with the updating of our zoning bylaw. But
yeah, so I have a question about that. Like there's no in the bylaws, there's no calculation set out and how to calculate that. So is that something common in all townships, or is that like? Just McKellar doesn't have that, or
that would be a good note to keep on file. That maybe Chris should be aware of in case the bylaw does get updated. That information could be put in there.
Because I combed through the bylaws fairly good and or fairly well, I should say. and there's no way of determining what the actual calculation is.
There's no drawings in there to show you what the height definition of height tells you.
Well, so there's a calculation with amount of window space or dormer space, but there's no
for the floor area.
There's no calculation for that.
For
height restriction.
Yeah, just the definition of height.
Yes.
Definition of height tells you where to calculate it. How to calculate it.
And so we're here because we had so much dormer space. There was so much dormer space that it raised the height of it. This is what we were explaining. And that's why we're kind of here.
The dormer space meeting created a new roof that you had to measure to. So it had nothing to do with the amount of space of the dormers, but the height of the dormers.
But the height of the dormers.
Yeah. Because your variance is for height and nothing else.
And that's basically why we're here.
Yeah, so it must have been the height of the dormers for the calculation.
So Reg, you think that's clear enough, or should that be clarified for the layperson?
There used to be drawings in there for where you measured height on different buildings, whether it was a gable roof, a gambrel roof, a dormer type roof, a hip roof. There used to be drawings within the definition, but there isn't anymore. So that's the only thing I can think of is to have drawings in there, or maybe in the definition, I have the whole description for each type of roof.
Because
for a parapet roof, you only measure to the flat level. You don't measure to the parapet itself.
So maybe even examples.
Because from our point of view, we went out, we explored the options. I came to Minnis office. I had the building inspector look at a set of plans, and he said, "Yep, those look okay." And then we got a designer, paid a designer to do drawings, draw it up, and then we submit it for permit, and then now we end up here. So there's some kind of disconnect between how we got here, because it's not clear in the bylaws exactly where the heights are should be on those buildings. And I imagine there's other people that have fallen into this as well, because they have no idea what the...
The only other thing I can think of in the interim, if you run into it again, is to ask your designer if he's familiar with the bylaws in the township you're going to be building in. And if not, to have a discussion with the building official to make sure he understands what floor area is, what height is. So.
Yeah. But I guess if it was laid out in the bylaws, I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, anybody's perspective, they should be able to look at a set of bylaws, determine what the rules are, what the rules of the game are, and then be able to play the game, not be told that no, these are not the rules. Here's another set of rules that you can't see. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's
difficult to cover everything in the bylaws.
Well, I don't disagree, but I'm sure, like you said, and another counselor said that this is a typical issue that happens when. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's particular to this township or if it's particular to all townships.
Each township has their own bylaws, so they have their own definition. So.
Yeah. And even to the uninitiated, so when you're trying to pick what you'd like and you're looking over thousands of prints of garages, and I'm not a builder, but obviously I'm good to go get one, but when I go to the builder, I go, this is the garage I'd like to build. So to me, it makes a little better understanding for the non-initiated to at least initiate plans.
In all honesty, you'll probably never get a final answer on things like that until you have finished the drawing. Somebody to review, plans reviewer or whoever.
So
and everything's up to interpretation too. And the municipality has one.
But when you bring a set of plans to a building official, and you say, here's what we would like to do, and they look at it and say, oh yeah, those are fine.
And then it wasn't fine. I understand what you're saying.
And then it wasn't fine. We paid a designer. We paid money to have the drawings done, so you can submit from for permit, and then you get it back.
You're too high.
Then you get it back, and it's, you can't do that. Like
it's all good.
So all the first set plans, you've seen all the measurements were on there for height.
I I can bring in the. I know we've got emails from them too. So. Regardless, it's kind of a, to my mind, it seems like a poor way of doing business. When you approach a building inspector, your official, and you say, this is what I plan to do, you want to do the right thing, and then the rug pulled out from under you.
That's why most building departments now have taken the position that they won't even look at a set of drawings till there's a set of drawings that you're submitting for permit. So you won't get any, a lot of building departments, you won't get any answers at all. Yeah. People don't like that either.
Well, I guess, from a builder's point of view, like you want to, no builder wants to build outside of the envelope of what the township wants or the building code or anything. Like, granted, there are some that probably want to do that, but like any respectable builder doesn't want to do that, right? So they come to, the township official, ask questions, get answers, and then go in that direction, right? I don't know.
Again, I guess I'll just revert back to my answer. The designer is the guy that should be having the discussion because he has to do the drawing. He should be familiar with the bylaws wherever he's working. He has to be certified to do the drawing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
May I ask if the first set of drawings on the second story, did it show the second story being a full story, or did it show that it was occupying dormer space?
I brought in the exact set of plans, like the building that we wanted to build with the heights, everything on it. And
it showed that the dormers occupied more than 50% of the roof?
It showed, yeah. Okay. It's the exact same exterior dimensions, like nothing changed.
Just to clarify too, I don't know whether you're familiar with your experience on doing this. So how many years in the business?
25 years.
No, I don't like that. I know you're average.
Okay, just to make sure.
Yeah.
But we've heard you. That's good. Okay. So we have resolution 23-09, moved by Nick Ryland, second by Morley Haskell. The committee of adjustment is now adjourned. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The meeting is now adjourned.
So we're good to go?
Yeah.
Good to go.
We look forward to becoming full-time residents.
Very
much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yep. Hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a long time. 12, 13 years.
The other one that was on the website for Hamlet.